This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. I want to commence by sharing with you a reflection that I often share with regards to aviation. So we all had flown at some time or the other, and you will know better that you have the different cabins in a common flight. Ad-darajatul ula, first class, darajatul rijalil a'mal, business class, and the third, the regular economy class. Now, there could be different people boarding the same plane and aircraft and occupying the same cabin, but everyone pays a different price. So what did this fare cost you, or what did this ticket cost you? It set me back heavily. It cost me an arm and a leg. I just decided last minute I had to attend a conference. I got online, and the only upper end business class seats were available, and hence I had to pay so much. How about you? Well, my sister works for the airline. So you know what? The entire family gets a reduced fare. So all we had to pay was 25%. You, on the other hand, no, well, I had miles that were about to expire. So I put my miles in for redemption, and I only had to pay taxes. In essence, 50 people in the same cabin, but everyone has a different story. In a like manner, I say to you, my young doctor, my young nurse, my young physician, and my newly graduate professional individual, as believers, we know that every person who will enter Jannah will only enter Jannah through the mercy of Allah. But every occupant of Jannah will have a different quality, which will be the catalyst to attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For some, it will be their welfare work. For others, it will be their generosity. And for you, oh my doctor and oh my nurse, every day the patient presenting in your rooms is an opportunity for you to get yourself in Jannah. I cannot possibly forget this. I was a child, and I had lost a sibling in her very early years. Until today, when my parents speak about it, tears trickle down their eyes. She was only 5 years of age, in fact, only 4 years, and she had developed leukemia. And back in the years, it was not so treatable as it is today. And they visited 2-3 doctors. Certain doctors obviously scared them out. This is serious. This is life-threatening. Her life is very short. And then they went to a very senior, matured, elderly doctor. Until today, my parents pray for him. And he says, no, Haji Saab, aunt, nothing to worry. There's just some impurity in the blood. There's just some dirt in the blood. Inshallah, this should be fine. Of course, no doctor can alter the decree of Allah. What Allah had decreed had happened. And that was the lifespan of my sister. And she subsequently moved into the mercy of Allah. But a good 40 years has lapsed, and my parents still pray for this doctor, that he was so euphemistic and gentle and accommodating. And that's what I'm saying to you, my young brother and my sister. The beauty of Islam is the avenues to reach Allah are many. And I can promise you and assure you that in the field in which you are, with the cost of medical being so exorbitant, someone said that a teacher is one who doesn't teach for the income, but rather for the outcome. And that's not only for a teacher, that's for everyone. My motive should not be, I once met a doctor and that particular statement hurt me, and I share this only so that, you know what, we do not make that same mistake. And he said to me, I'm a medical doctor by profession, but then I gave up my practice and I went into business. And that's fine, it's your choice and your discretion. So as the discussion progressed, I asked him why. He says, I could not maintain a life according to inflation being a doctor, but I've maintained it being a businessman. And my heart sunk. Is that the reason to give up a practice because I need to maintain a life of inflation? No, not at all. That's not the eye or the vision of a believer. And I really want to pay tribute. My mom has a chronic condition, so I have dozens of doctors on speed dial. And I promise you, when I see my mom making dua for them, I am envious of these doctors. I am envious. Dr. Ahmed, who actually requested me to conduct this program, and he's a cardiologist, and I always say to him, and excuse the pun, being a cardiologist, I say to him, may you continue touching the hearts of people. May you continue touching the hearts, because mashallah, that's his demeanor. So my message to you, my young doctor, sister, nurse, is وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نَعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you achieved is from the Almighty. Remember the verse in the 20th juz where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. You know, we're proud of you, my son. We're proud of you, my daughter. You've added to new talent and you're going to come with new vision and a new approach. And inshallah, you're going to inject so much of your energy in it. And that's great. And it makes us so proud as a community, as your parents, as your professors, as your teachers, etc. But let it not be that this moment of glory unfortunately takes us into arrogance and pride. So four things were said to Qarun, and I just want to reflect over it briefly. La tafrah, don't boast. What's the definition of boasting mentioned by the experts of the exegesis of the Quran? That nasiban ila nafsihi, where you direct your accomplishment to yourself. My expertise, my skill, my know-how, my intelligence, my academics, my degrees, how amazing. No. That is arrogance. La tafrah. Inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin. Allah detests and dislikes those that are arrogant. Wabtaghi fima ataka Allahu ad-dar al-akhirah. By virtue of what Allah gave you in the context of Qarun, it was tarwa and ghina, it was wealth, it was fame, it was opulence. In your case, it's your skill, it's your expertise, it is your research, it is your know-how. By virtue of this, wabtaghi fima ataka Allahu ad-dar al-akhirah. Secure your abode in Akhirah. Let every patient leave your surgery praying for you. I gave you a perfect example, 40 years, but a profound, indelible impression engraved in my parents' hearts, and du'as for that individual continue. وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. The beauty of Islam, according to one commentary, do not ignore your share in this world. Surely you need to generate revenue. You need to climb the ladder. You need to have a house, etc. مَا يَكْفِيكَ وَيُصْلِحُكَ. That which is necessary within your means, you can earn and you can take from it. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And as Allah has favored you, favor His creation. And I ask you, my brother and my sister, from today, from the first day of your practice, make it a habit and a practice in your practice, if I can say so, at least daily one patient, bare minimum daily one patient, I will not charge a dime and I will not charge a cent. Subhanallah. You will see the goodness, the barakah, the blessings, how people will flock, how people will give you dua, and how fulfilled you will feel, how fulfilling a feeling it is. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And Allah said to Qarun, do not spread mischief on the earth. And there can be no greater mischief than arrogance and pride and haughtiness. Remember, whatever skill you have, Allah reminds us in the Quran, it is His favor upon you. And He also tells us, medical science talks of gerontology, that as you age, nature starts reclaiming these faculties in installments. لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. Where Allah says, I can take you to a point that after giving you all the knowledge and the science, I can deprive you of everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has absolute knowledge and power. So we ask Allah to preserve the knowledge and the sciences that Allah has blessed you with. And as you have brought this day of joy to us, may you continue to stand tall in society, and that we can see each one of you is flourishing and thriving in your respective spheres. And like I said to you in my early comments, take this as an opportunity of securing an abode in Akhirah. Once again, my envy, my congratulations, and my best wishes to you and your family. May Allah grant you all goodness. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.